Okay, Sunday morning, 4/28/24. I have a word that I spoke. This was back Sunday morning on 2/28/24. The title of it is called Morning Into Dancing. Right here, it says, the decision is yours. It's all up to you. I've already given you the victory. You decide to shake it off. Which is the victory that you have in me, or you can choose to camp out and mourn. Did you think it was only for my Apostle Paul? All right, let's go over to Acts 28 for a minute. Did y'all get that? Do I need to read it again? Did you get it? Okay. Verse 1, and when they were escaped, then they knew that the island was called Melita, and the barbarous people showed us no little kindness, for they kindled a fire and received us every one because of the present rain and because of the cold. And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, there came a viper out of the heat and fastened on his hand. When the barbarians saw the venomous beast hang on his hand, they said among themselves, no doubt this man is a murderer. Whom, though he hath escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffereth not to live. And he shook off the beast into the fire and felt no harm. Paul was not a god, but he had a great God. And so do you. That will do the same thing for you. I have given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power that the enemy possesses. The power he has is what comes against your mind. What do you think about the situation? As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. How do you think about your situation? Your warfare is in your mind. Make no mistake about it. I took care of it all on the cross and before. What you see is not reality, but your thinking projects your reality. Get the victory in your thinking and make your stand. Faith is the stand that outlasts the devil. Victory does not come from what you see, but from what you believe. So what is it going to be? Those that are victorious give no reward to what they see. The Israelites saw the giant that day, and they ran. David saw the bigger they are, the harder they fall. And he took Goliath down. Your arsenal is full of mighty weapons that you will take down your giant with. My word to you is true, but it is up to you whether you believe it or not. You will have to believe it before you see it. Satan only has fear. He is a defeated foe. See, this is his tactic. So, my children, let today be the end of your mourning, and do not waste any more days on it. I am with you, I've not forsaken you, and I never will. I go where you go. I feel what you feel, and I am the friend that sticks closer than a brother. I am the comforter. I'm here to comfort you. Be comforted today. What you're looking at that has caused you to fear is just a flea in comparison to what you have in me. Stop looking at the flea and look at me. Be a flea flicker. A flea flicker is a handoff. James 4, 7 and 8. I know this is easier said than done, but it's doable. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. The battle belongs to the Lord when you handle it in the Spirit. The ball has always been in your court, not mine. I whipped the devil and sat down with my Father, and I gave you the victory. It's not defensive, but offensive. You're not a victim, but a victor. When a soldier goes to battle, he gets his orders from the high command. I've given you the keys to the kingdom, and now you must get the plan. These are the keys to open or shut what is not right, to tie up or free up the situation. You have been waiting on me, and that is good. If you are waiting for me to do something, then you are waiting wrong. All you should be waiting on is the key. I've already done it all, and now you have access to victory by using the keys to the kingdom. I'm waiting on you to stop reacting in your flesh and becoming unhinged and hear my voice. My plan for your individual situation. Oh, if my children would do this, their world would change overnight. Hear my input to every naughty problem that you encounter. As you execute that plan, you will always be a winner and an overcomer. A giant slayer. There will be no defeat when you are moving with my spirit. You will be fully armed in quenching all the fiery darts of the evil one. You'll see your giants go down like David saw Goliath fall and went on to kill his four brothers as well. All Satan's authority out of your life forever. This is fail-proof. It is by my spirit, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit. All this training, these many years, is what this is about. Training for reigning. You've learned to fight in the spirit and give no heed to the flesh. You will no longer beat the air, but you will deliver fatal blows to the enemy of your soul. This is warring a good warfare. All right, 1 Timothy 1:18. This charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare. A good warfare. Here's what warfare is. Military service. The apostolic career is one of hardship and danger. You don't have to be an apostle to be apostolic. Military service. The apostolic career is one of hardship and danger. All right.